after buying up enough shares in Twitter to become the company's biggest single shareholder. Musk then went on a tweet spree, suggesting, among other things, making Twitter ad-free. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 66. Staying mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 48. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some rain early on Tuesday, then some sunshine with our high nearing 86. South winds between 15 and 30 and gusting up to 45. And rain possible over Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A 71-year-old man from Lawrence has died from an accident along K-10 on Friday evening. Just before 6:45 p.m. Friday evening, the Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates 71-year-old John Thomas Kirby of Lawrence was killed in a collision on K-10 and Bob Billings Road. The log notes that Anthony M. Royal, 55, of Mayetta, was driving southbound on K-10 and exited to Bob Billings Road when he failed to stop at a stop sign. He then hit Kirby's 2017 BMW, which resulted in a fatal injury. KHP indicates Kirby was taken to Lawrence Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Meanwhile, the log notes that Royal was taken to Stormont Vale Hospital with suspected serious injuries. A project is underway to preserve President Dwight D. Eisenhower's boyhood home in Salina. The home on the grounds of the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum Complex is closed to public tours until the structural preservation work is completed in the fall. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Wichita Police Department says a 48-year-old woman is in the hospital with critical injuries after being hit by a motorcycle Saturday night. Wichita Police Department says just after 9 p.m. Saturday, officers responded to an injury accident in the 800 block of South Oliver. The department says a 40-year-old man was traveling northbound on a motorcycle on Oliver when he struck the woman as she was attempting to cross the street. WPD says the woman was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. Officers also located the driver of the motorcycle on the sidewalk. WPD says he was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. On January 28th, officers were dispatched to the 900 block of Northwest 25th Street in Topeka on a report of an alarm activated at a business. That's according to Lieutenant Jerry Monasmith. Another burglary was reported at the same business on March 1st with similar results. As a result of an investigation, Bradley Martin, 58 years of age, of Topeka, was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers have approved a nearly $900 million income and property tax cut package and sent it to Governor Pete Ricketts, who's expected to sign it. The measure that won final approval in the legislature would drop the top individual and corporate income tax rates to 5.84% by 2027. It would also provide a refundable tax credit to reimburse property owners for some of the taxes they pay to local community colleges and speed up the implementation of a law that will phase out Nebraska Alaska's tax on Social Security income. The measure passed after several setbacks in the legislature and concerns from some senators about the package's long-term effect on the budget. A former teacher in Cheyenne County has been sentenced to 18 months jail for child abuse. Former Layton Public Schools educator Dana Jepson was sentenced to 9 months of jail for each of the two negligent child abuse charges. According to court documents, Jepson pleaded guilty to both charges. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce DeYerking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week continued a conversation with Public Works, advising that Gage County has indicated they're not in favor of participating in a bridge replacement on State Line Road in Oquito Township, but they would consider a low water crossing on the north side of the bridge for access. Following discussion regarding use of Washington County equipment for placing shoulder rock on the county blacktop roads, a motion was approved for purchase of equipment at a cost of $55,000. After a recent request for painting lines on the Oquito blacktop, commissioners indicated they would consider outside lines and would look at bids in conjunction with future overlay work. Agency on Aging advised they're now offering Meals on Wheels delivery in Oquito, and the agency is offering free transportation for Marshall County residents again throughout the month of April. Those interested should contact the Agency on Aging office for more details, with 24-hour advance reservations preferred. The county councilor advised a tax sale is planned perhaps late next month, and Aaron Prawley was approved for hire as RN with the county health department. Property valuations were discussed last week at the Washington County Commissioners meeting, with the appraiser advising residential valuations rose by just over 5% based on home sales last year. Some counties reportedly saw double-digit increases. Ag land values rose an average 2% for Washington County. It was suggested the mill levy could be reduced in order to keep tax bills in line, considering the increase. It was reduced by 8 mills last summer. A request was heard that appeals be offered in person, as the pandemic had changed the process to phone conversations only. Conversation continued regarding distribution of American Rescue Plan federal funding. Nearly half of the second round of some $1 million went toward updating radios and repeaters for first responders, and $250,000 was distributed to the 10 fire and 4 EMS units in Washington County. Ideas for remaining funds had been housing and industrial development, and a suggestion was forwarded that proceeds be shared with townships, while another consideration was developing a sign-on bonus for EMTs and training. No final decisions were made. Discussion was held by Nemahal County Commissioners last week concerning approval of a new employee handbook, as well as starting pay for new employees and sick and vacation leave for non-elected department heads. Discussion took place on the Gage County Rural Broadband Project at last week's Board of Supervisors meeting. Gage County received some $4.2 million with the American Rescue Plan Act. It was suggested the best way to impact the most people was broadband updates. A committee requested proposals for rural broadband work and received bids from Windstream, Nextlink, and Diode. They unanimously recommend moving forward with contract negotiations with Nextlink, which will improve a significant part of rural Gage County with fiber. They'll hit about 1,000 homes in the next 2 years. Their cost per month was around $30 less than the next applicant. Supervisors voted unanimously to approve recommendation of Donald Eshaw as manager for the Gage County Agricultural Society. Hi. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, mashed potatoes, Capri blend, and cherries. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread, tossed salad, and diced peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying sunny and warmer today before another low-pressure system starts to make its way through on Tuesday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely mild throughout the overnight hours with our lows in the lower to mid-40s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s and mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures warming up extremely quickly throughout Tuesday, and a large low-pressure system will start to make its way through the region. We can expect to see a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, and another chance for some showers throughout Wednesday. Winds will pick up out of the south between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
The green jacket goes to the world.
Average high temperature, mid-April 65, record high on this date 92, the average low 41, the record low 23. Sunset this evening at 8, sunrise in the morning at 6:56. It's 44 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
The green jacket goes to the world's number one. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Scottie Scheffler looking good in green. The number one golf player in the world won his first major.
I really can't put into words what it means to win this golf tournament. And like I said, it's just an honor to be here in the field.
Scheffler capped off the Masters with a three-stroke victory over Rory McIlroy. After playing 72 holes over four straight days, Tiger Woods just ran out of gas.
It's been a tough road and... You know, one that I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to be able to grind through it.
Woods is committed to playing in the British Open in July after finishing his first major tournament less than 14 months after nearly losing his right leg in a car crash. No better way to end baseball's opening weekend than with a rivalry. The Red Sox avoided a season-opening sweep at the hands of longtime rival Yankees with a 4-3 win Sunday night. The NBA's regular season ended. Luka Doncic of the playoff-bound Mavericks suffered a left calf strain in his team's finale against the Spurs. A source told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski there is initial optimism that it's not a significant injury. The Mavs went on to beat the Spurs 130-120. Sources also told ESPN's Wojnarowski that Lakers head coach Frank Vogel will be fired after three seasons. Vogel says,
I haven't been told, and I'm going to enjoy tonight's game, celebrate what these young guys did.
The Lakers concluded a disappointing 33-49 season and were previously eliminated from playoff contention. Back to baseball, two-time All-Star catcher Gary Sanchez hit his first home run for the Minnesota Twins, a grand slam into the third deck in the bottom of the first.
And the pitch, a swing and a drive, left field and deep, back it goes, deep it goes, grand slam for Sanchez!
The Twins slugged their way past the Seattle Mariners 10-4 for their first victory of the season. Only one team made it out of opening weekend undefeated, the defending AL East champion Tampa Bay Rays, in an 8-0 decision over the Baltimore Orioles. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
New for 22, the Chevy Equinox LT and Chevy Equinox Premier are on the showroom floor at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville and awaiting your test drive. Along with the new 2022 Silverado 1500 model and 2500 model pickups. It's a new Chevy you're looking for? Look to Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I mean, the Hoosiers soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Going further into the spring season, soil temp reports right here brought to you by Abilene Machine. When you need ag replacement parts, you need them fast. Whether you're looking for new, used, or remanufactured, Abilene Machine has more than 40,000 parts stocked nationwide and ready to ship to you right away. For convenient ordering, visit online at AbileneMachine.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Looking at those soil temp reports with many farmers and producers getting ready to put those seeds in the ground. Where are we when it stands to some of the temperatures? As starting off in the Mount Hope area in the south central portion of the state here, we have the current temperatures of soil going in that 2-inch deep, sitting right around 50 degrees. The 7-day average has been right around that 50 degrees as well. 7-day maximum, we did see things reach up to near 61 degrees overall. In Garden City on the southwestern portion of the state of Kansas, looking 2 inches deep into the soil, we see current temperatures floating right around that 51 degree range with about 52 for that 7-day average. We have seen things get up to near 64 degrees overall. Up in the Colby, Kansas area, we are seeing things right a little bit cooler. Current temperature is about 45 degrees, and that's about that 7-day average as well. Things have warmed up to near 51 degrees as that max overall for the 7-day average, but still a little bit cooler compared to other portions of the state. In Belleville, Kansas as well, things a little bit cooler here with current temperatures floating right around that 46-degree temperature. 7-day average is floating right about 47 degrees. 7-day maximum has reached up near 51 degrees overall. Finally, down in the southeastern corner of the state of Kansas in Parsons, Kansas, we've seen temperatures a little bit warmer. Current temperatures right around 50 degrees with that 7-day average up slightly at about 53 degrees overall. The maximum we have seen has risen up to about 61 degrees as well. So things just slowly warming up as we get further into spring season. Soil temp reports with the Mid-America Ag Network.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA announcing a strengthened commitment to advancing research and priorities to support pollinator health. USDA soliciting nominations for members to serve on a newly formed USDA National Pollinator Subcommittee. That's going to be part of the National Ag Research, Extension, Education, and Economic Advisory Board. The board provides feedback to the Ag Secretary and USDA science agencies and university collaborators on research, education, extension, and economic priorities and policies. Ag Secretary Vilsack said, we're interested in understanding the stressors impacting pollinators, including climate change, pest pathogens, and reduced forage. Guidelines for implementing drought-induced water restrictions on water delivery and pumping, the most common component in the formal drought plan for irrigation organizations. In the 2019 survey of irrigation organizations, USDA asked groundwater groups, water delivery organizations like irrigation districts and ditch companies, questions about the formal drought planning. The Economic Research Service updated its data in 2019, and USDA found that around one-fifth of all organizations had a formal written drought plan. Between 69% and 73% of water delivery organization plans and 80% of groundwater organization plans included details about drought storage strategies typically occurring. And more than 175 fishing, food advocacy, and environmental groups calling the Biden administration to revoke the Trump administration's executive order promoting seafood competitiveness and economic growth. The groups say the executive order shortcuts the regulatory process for developing industrial offshore finfish aquaculture facilities in federal waters without congressional oversight. The offshore finfish aquaculture is a type of fin fishing farming that uses massive net pens to raise fish. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday. Dennis Henricks at Beatra 77 Livestock. Well, a nice day, hoping for a little moisture here in the future, and the markets are good. At a 138 to 140, most of the markets wrapped up on Tuesday with a 222 carcass. Well, today, with the 10 o'clock at high noon, we'll be in the hay department. In the square bales, 26 brome, 75 prairie, very good stuff. When we get into the big stuff, guys, it is excellent quality hay. In the square bales of alfalfa grass mix, there is 32 bales, 3x4x8. They weigh 1,080 of that alfalfa grass mix. In the big round alfalfa, 7 first, second, third cut, they average 1365. Round alfalfa 5 second cut at 1720. Round alfalfa second cut, there is 12. When we get in the prairie, folks, in the grass, very, very good stuff. Round prairie 13. There's round prairie 11, which was stored inside. Round prairie 16. They weigh 1,300 average. In the round grass, 15 in a group of 23. Nice, nice stuff. And even the CRP looks good. Round CRP with 8. That is at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, 4 black bull and heifer bottle calves, 30 days old on those good little calves. They'll be coming off cows this morning. In the feeder cattle, we start with this Steinford out of Bremen, guys. 50 black, red, char cross, steer and heifers coming off the cow with a February vac. They're going to weigh 350 to 500. 38 black steer and heifers worked all the way, boys, with a weighing 550, 675. Larry Barta out of Swanton. Fairleys at Dakin, 50 black, steer and heifers, nice way on them, 6 1/4, 800. John Janicek out of Wilbur's got 30 black, limousine, bull and heifers, 3-week wean. They're going to weigh 700 to 900. Eichhoff out of Verdon's got 14 black yearling steers at 950. Felty at Marysville's got 5 black steer and heifers, 450 to 550. Lieselmeyer, Nebraska City, 5 black baldy steer and heifers, 450 to 600. Raceler out of Tobias, 33 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 450 to 550. Althaus out of Eagles got 5 black baldy heifers are going to be 5 to 650. Bartles at Bennett, 6 black steers say they're going to weigh 600. The Olson cattle out of Beatrice is 18 black and char steer and heifers weighing 500. 10 black bulls coming off the cows, they're going to weigh 450 to 5 1/4. They're the fielder cattle out of Bennett. So, smaller sale, yes it is, but good quality here today at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya Rick Credetti, 223-3571. And certainly want to add the feature for next Monday. We will fire away in the morning at 10 o'clock, at 11:30. We will go to our cow-calf bred cow special. That will take about 2 hours out of next week's consignments. And certainly want to mention next week 125 black and red yearling steers and more to come. So we want to mention that. But at 11:30 in the morning, we will go to our cow-calf special. It includes 15 Red Angus first calf families, 25 Red Angus families, their three-year-olds, 15 Red Angus first calf families. They will be have red calves at side. Also, out of Utah, 5 Black Baldy first calf families with calf. There's 9 Black first calf families with black calves coming out of Fairbury. Out of Utah will be 20 black families, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds with 1-month-old black calves. There will be 4 Red Angus bred heifers are going to be bred red. They will calve August 1st, so fall fresheners. There will be an additional 10 black bred cows running age. They'll be black bred. They are close up to Kevin out of Utah. Out of Crete, 10 black families, 7 years to broken with black calves, and also 9 black families, first calf to 8-year-old with black calves, and 1 black bred heifer 8 months along. So that will be the added feature next Monday, starting at 11:30 on the special. So, folks, stay tuned. You certainly can give us a call again. Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Well, thanks for the business. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Pietra77.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 44 degrees with highs in the middle 60s on tap today.
Looking for a quick fix for a lackluster lawn? A few secrets from the pros today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 11th, the 101st day of the year. The New York Mets played their first regular season game on this day 60 years ago. Want a lawn as green as a major league infield? Some groundskeepers swear by Epsom salts. It's rich in magnesium and sulfur, which contribute to chlorophyll production and seed germination. You can apply it with a spreader or mix with water and apply with a sprayer. And if you're really into unconventional lawn greener uppers, try this recipe. A can of soda pop mixed with a half cup each of liquid dishwashing soap, ammonia, and mouthwash. We're not sure why it works, but those who use it say it's the secret to a healthy green lawn. Your mileage may vary, of course. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. On Sunday, the Kansas Jayhawks celebrated their 2022 national championship with a parade in downtown Lawrence. The parade took place at 2 p.m., lasted about an hour long. Players such as Ocha Agbaje and Mitch Lightfoot could be seen celebrating and signing things for Jayhawk fans. Even Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes took note of the celebration, tweeting at Lightfoot over his beer celebration. An Andover Central basketball star is coming home to play his college basketball. Xavier Bell announced on social media he's transferring to Wichita State. Bell recently completed his sophomore season at Drexel University, where he started 25 games and averaged 11 points per game. He scored a season high of 30 against Hofstra. The 6'3 guard was named Kansas High School Player of the Year in 2020. It's the first major addition for the Shockers of the offseason. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline and receive a free Colin Klein and Arthur Brown bobblehead celebrating the 10th anniversary of the 2012 Big 12 championship season.
Your Kansas State Wildcats are the Big 12 champions.
Season tickets start at just $150 for all seven home games, including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to save your seat.
KNDY.
Going along with what was going on.